News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. A fire caused extensive damage at a Merrill manufacturing facility over the weekend. Here's more from WSAU's Larry Lee.
Someone spotted smoke coming from the roof of Northern Wired about 1:30 in the morning. When firefighters arrived, they found a large part of the plant engulfed in flames. There were no injuries in the fire. Preliminary investigations lead officials to suspect an electrical problem started the fire, but that investigation is continuing to determine the exact cause. Merrill firefighters were assisted by other departments, including Maine, Corning, Texas, Pine River, and Wausau, plus Tomahawk's EMS unit. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
An Arpin man's in the hospital after a Sunday motorcycle crash not far from Pittsville. The 53-year-old rider was alone on his bike when he crashed on Highway B near Turner Road. It happened around 3 in the afternoon. The motorcycle struck a deer. The driver then lost control and landed in the ditch. He was airlifted to St. Joseph's Hospital and is in serious condition. The biker's name has not been released. One person's dead, two others in the hospital after a Sunday crash in Forest County. It happened on Old Highway 8 in the town of Crandon at 1 in the afternoon. The medical examiner pronounced one of the victims dead at the scene. Two others were at St. Mary's Hospital in Rhinelander, and names will be released later today. Several men are being questioned about violence that erupted at a pro-Israeli rally in California. About 2,000 people were there Sunday in Westwood when a group of pro-Palestinians draped in flags showed up and began punching the demonstrators. Police say a Department of Homeland Security agent fired once at a group of men as they tried to leave the scene, and no one was hit by gunfire. There's an oil boom in Texas and North Dakota. Production has never been higher, yet crude oil prices are still stubbornly high, $103 a barrel at last check. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says she believes it's Wall Street speculation that's keeping those prices up.
Banks on Wall Street don't need oil. Our gasoline, unlike folks who might actually want to hedge their bets and lock in a price for oil in the future.
Baldwin is supporting legislation requiring the Commodities Futures Trading Commission to use its emergency powers that would limit speculation in the crude oil markets. A couple of no-shows at a congressional candidates forum tonight. State Senator Joe Lieberman has decided he'll boycott the forum. It's being run by the Ozaukee County chapter of the League of Women Voters. That's a group that's filed a legal challenge to one of his signature pieces of legislation requiring voter ID.
I do not plan on attending the event that's being sponsored by a group that's legally challenging and really misrepresenting the intent behind the photo ID legislation and the photo ID law.
GOP State Senator Glenn Grothman also says he won't be attending the event. He's angry that the League of Women Voters said that he would be there without checking with his schedulers first. Officials at Newark Airport say an overheated engine forced an Air India jet to make an emergency landing yesterday. They had originally said the engine on the Boeing 777 caught fire because of a bird strike, but that's since been ruled out. The jet landed safely after circling the airport for about a half hour. Here's our back-to-work Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Cool weather ahead. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Mostly cloudy and very cool for this Monday with periods of light rain, especially during the afternoon hours, a high of 63, northwest wind at 10 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles, a low down to 49. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance for a couple of light showers, a high of 67. Wednesday, partly cloudy, a bit warmer, high of 73. I'm Newsline. I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We did have some clouds during the overnight, and that's starting to clear as we head towards daybreak. And if you'd like the latest forecast right to your cell phone, text the word weather to 39327. That's from WSAU and King's Campers. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.